Are you ready to wow your friends with trivia tidbits about your favourite books and authors? Join me, Jess.
And me, Rachel.
On our new Book Trivia Podcast.
Each episode, we kick off with some fun book trivia, then dive into our featured read with plenty of juicy behind-the-scenes insights.
If you love books, authors, and a side of silliness, then why not give us a listen?
Find us at booktriviapodcast.com or on Reddit, Instagram, and Substack, where we are Book Trivia Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Three Faiths Decide. My name is Liz, and I'm with my two co-hosts, Sam and Mary.
Hello.
Mary.
Hi. Sorry. I literally, my computer froze.
Oh, okay. This topic's too hot to handle.
Yeah, literally, you said something. You were in the middle of saying a disclaimer. And that you wanted to say a disclaimer and then nothing.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, y'all.
Okay. So I have to put a little disclaimer before we start this episode. So the topic in honor of Valentine's Day and the fact that we are all single is we are going to be fangirling and talking about actors and celebrities in general that we think are hot, basically. So if you're not interested in listening to us spend the next 30 plus minutes on the subject, we have about 81 other episodes before this episode you could listen to instead, or you could wait until next week when we have a completely different topic for you to check out.
You think you know what we're going to talk about.
And welcome back to Three Faiths Decide.
It just sounds more dramatic that way.
All right. So this week we are going to be talking about...
But just when you least expect it, we changed the game.
One Will Smith slapped Chris Rock.
I mean, we always celebrated Easter.
You're part of the Half-Blood Prince.
So we're going to do another free talk, freestyle thing. No planned discussion.
At the end of the day, only one thing matters. We decide.
We're going to hit the main highlights.
That is the thing that we were saying back in that episode.
A quick recap.
Three Faiths Decide podcast.
Hey, I just had to... Where do we start? Where do we even start on this one?
Well, I'm going to start off strong. And we're going to go with an older celebrity. He's actually older than my parents. He's older than my parents at this point, but not by much. I have to go with, for me, number one, boy, because of the voice and just everything about him, is Sam Elliott. I tell you, girls, there's something about the man.
His voice, like I said, his voice.
Am I seeing him? I'm just like,
Like he just has that real deep, you know, Western, you know. Oh yeah, now I get it. Yeah. I see the appeal.
Yes. I mean it, and for me, it's not always going to be about physical looks for a celebrity that I'm going to find attractive and that I will fangirl over. Because, well, like I said, Sam Elliott is. He was born in 1944, so he's 79 years
almost
old.
Almost 80. Yeah, he's almost 80.
Yeah, he'll be 80 this year, I think. No, next year he'll be 79 this year. So, and I'm only 40, so quite a bit older than I am. However, if I would meet this man in person, I would probably still squeal like a little girl because, I mean, especially if he would say my name in his voice, I'd just be like, I'm done. I can die happy now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so funny. Like my family knows, like I go through, I've had different, I call them celebrity husbands throughout my life. And they have changed. I've had the same one, obviously, over the last couple of years, even though there's been controversy and all that stuff. And we've mentioned him numerous times. I don't think it's a surprise to anyone who my number one is, and that is Sebastian Stan because I just absolutely love him and his beautiful blue eyes that I locked with in October, and I thought I was going to melt into a puddle.
Yes.
On the floor.
Yeah, Sam and I both met him at New York Comic Con. We did talk about this in episode 75 in our free talk. And in case any of you guys missed that one, you can check it out there.
Yes. My only thing is I couldn't smell him because there was a glass in between us or a table. So I didn't get a chance to smell him. But
so
in
no,
my head, he smells delicious.
Right. So we can't confirm speculation that he still uses that cologne that he was spokesmodeling a while back.
Yeah. But I'm sure he just smells like, God,
I'm sure he smells right. Divine.
Absolutely delicious. I could eat him. I know it. Seb, just know. You ever hear this? Okay. Endgame, right here. Endgame. I will ruin you for everyone else. Okay. You wouldn't want anyone else. And moving on to more normal.
As you could all tell, audience, she's a little obsessed.
I mean, listen. I do like Seb a lot as well. I do.
Yeah. I mean, technically, that is how the three of us met.
Yeah. Yeah, but we're not going to get into that.
No, we're not going to get into that. But that is how we all met on Tumblr, was because of Mr. Sebastian Stan.
See, he brings people together.
Exactly.
Whether some of you guys think that's a good thing or not, that's a whole other thing.
I know I sound like a total whack job. I'm really not. But, you know, this is the episode that I can express my love for this beautiful specimen. So I did.
Yes. Yes. And I did put a disclaimer at the beginning of this episode.
And I think it was specifically for me for this moment. So I'll be okay now, guys. I promise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, before we started recording, we did mention there was another like old school, old Hollywood actor that you all thought was like back in the day. He definitely was very attractive. One, Mr. Marlon Brando.
Yes.
Because listen.
Hello.
I mean, listen. Some of you, obviously, we don't know how old some of you listeners are, but if you have never watched any movies like older than, you know, the 1980s, okay, you guys need to Google search Marlon Brando and look up like all the pictures of him from like movies when he like that he made like before the 70s, and you'll understand what we're talking about here. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not talking about the Godfather. Okay.
No,
you know, past his visual prime, but yeah, no,
still a hell of a good actor.
Oh, but absolutely, but,
yeah. Godfather, probably some of his best work later in life. However,
such a good looking man.
Yeah, a streetcar named Desire, and,
yes, you know,
and Mutiny on the Bounty.
You want to know something funny? So my aunt, and you know, I'll do this real quick. So, but my aunt was a, you know, basically worked or helped this theater in, I think, Trenton or Princeton or something. And one of the directors had a show that wound up going off Broadway, and it was A Streetcar Named Desire, and it was an all black cast and all that stuff. And I had made mention that A Streetcar Named Desire was my favorite drama. Yeah, it was my favorite drama because of Marlon Brando. I didn't tell my aunt that, but I still got to go, which was pretty cool because I saw a lot of celebrities actually at the opening. But yeah, it became my favorite drama strictly because of Marlon Brando. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you another one that's, he was an older celebrity. Pretty sure he's passed now. Paul Newman.
Oh, yeah. He passed away ages ago. But yes, yeah. You're right.
My God, that man in his prime was a specimen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of Paul Newman, don't forget Mr. Robert Redford.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Oh, my God. And his prime was.
Mm-hmm.
And they acted together.
Even as he got a little older. I mean, like now, like obviously, like he's an. And I'm sorry, but he's an old man, you know, but like.
Yeah, he's well past his prime.
Like but, when he was like in his 40s, 50s, not that 40s is old, but like his 50s, 60s.
Yeah, I was going to say up to his, really up to about his mid 60s, he was. Damn good looking.
Yes. I mean, he's still a good looking man, but he's old. You know,
Yeah. And, you know, and like I was saying before, like he and Paul did act in a couple movies together. So two for one.
There you go. Now I'm on an old Hollywood movies kick, actor kick.
James Dean.
Yes.
Like I was saying, before we started, he was like the original bad boy in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
He practically created that trope in Hollywood movies, okay?
You didn't know bad unless you were James Dean.
You know, the guy in the leather jacket, in the fast car, or the motorcycle, depending on, you know, the setting of the movie.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of actors nowadays have, if they've had to play that type of character, have modeled it right off immediately from James Dean.
That's very true.
Because I'll tell you what, who comes to mind? Johnny Depp in Crybaby.
Yes,
that was yes! James. That was that James, so Dean James Dean reincarnated.
He looks so good too. Oh, Johnny Depp in his prime.
Yeah, I mean, Johnny Depp now is not bad looking.
He's still good looking. I mean, sometimes I look at him and I'm like, dude, like, you know.
Let's shape up a little bit. Let's clean up just a little.
Yeah. Just, you know, freshen you up and you'll be okay. But like.
We don't need you to look like Jack Sparrow 24/7.
But when he was younger, like when he did like Nightmare on Elm Street and Crybaby and my God, the man. Ah!
Yep. I'll tell you another one. He's an old Hollywood celebrity. Clark Gable.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that man was extremely handsome.
But you know, the funny thing is, like, it's not even just that. It's also like he just has that charisma that kind of like exudes off the screen that you just can't help but look at him. That's the thing. That's one of the secrets of a leading man.
Yes.
Right there. Oh, you know what? Who I also thought of, like, while we were talking, I remember. As a kid, one of, like, you know, I used to watch, you know, those, like, MGM musicals and stuff like that, which I've, you know, which we've mentioned, like, ages ago in a past episode, like, you know. And I remember one of the earliest movies I saw was The Sound of Music and, of course, Christopher Plummer.
Yes.
Oh, my God. His blue eyes. I have a thing for blue eyes. In case no one could tell.
No.
His were piercing in that movie. Listen.
Yes, and he was like the stern captain, super serious.
Yes. You could blow your whistle at me anytime, Captain.
It just made you want to go like, you need to loosen up, man. You know?
Oh my God.
But yeah.
James Gardner when he was younger. was a good looking man.
Yeah. I'll give you that one. I'll tell you somebody that hasn't aged in the last 30 damn years he's been in the fucking Hollywood. Paul Rudd.
Dude. Did he find the elixir of life or something?
He found the fountain of youth, and he is, and it's like he's just sucked it all up for himself. Because I mean, the man hasn't aged.
Yeah.
Yes, we definitely give him, he gets a lot of points for that one. I mean, he may not be the prettiest looking guy. Don't get us wrong, but you know, he's definitely an example of a guy who has aged well and doesn't look that much older than he was like 20, 25 years ago.
I am pretty sure he could still play Josh in Clueless.
Yes. And only look about 5 years older than he did at the end of Clueless.
Exactly. Like, he just ages a lot slower than the rest of us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm just like, I don't know what that man has done. I want his skincare routine. I want his damn DNA.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I want to know who else. Idris Elba. Correctly.
Oh.
Like, he's just chef's kiss. Like, he just gets hotter the older he gets.
Mm-hmm.
He's also a really cool dude.
Yeah.
His accent helps.
Another one that I think if he hadn't passed so young, that would have aged like fine wine would have been Chadwick Boseman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I really think
he was a very good looking man.
Yeah, and I think as he got older, because he was like 40 something, he would have aged like fine wine.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Just kiss to that man.
Yeah, real shame to what could have been.
Yes.
I mean, not to like divert the topic, but it's like he did such amazing body of work with what he had done. You could just imagine, like, with his, like, choices of, you know, what projects he wants to go after. Mm-hmm. Like, roles he wants to go after. Like, you could imagine he could have really done a lot of amazing stuff. And it's kind of a shame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was really only scratching the surface of his talent as far as I'm concerned.
Definitely.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Oh.
And hey, he's gonna be in The Boys.
I know,
season 4. So he's gonna be
Justin Ackles.
So he's gonna be acting with some other pretty good looking dudes pretty soon too.
Yes. Sitting
speaking
only
of,
I was gonna say, go ahead, you go first.
Yeah, speaking of, well, okay, one guy that gets talked about for quite a few years now in terms of hotness is, of course, Mr. Jensen Ackles.
Mm-hmm. And he has, like, such a great personality on top of it, which I think just, like, enhances. You know, like, he just seems like the guy, like, you just want to hang out with and, like, just make jokes with all the time.
I have to say, what gets me about him is like his voice. That's the thing.
Yeah,
that's one of those things that always gets to me, are like the guys with voices that are like that, you know, level of like deepness. That always gets to me. I mean, even if like the guy may not be you know, in terms of prettiness, if you will, like he doesn't even have to be like particularly pretty looking. Just the voice alone is like, oh my god. I could just listen to you like talking, reading random nonsense for like the next 3 hours.
Morgan Freeman comes to mind.
Yes. I want him to narrate my life.
Same.
Like,
same.
I literally want a voiceover while I'm living of just Morgan Freeman's voice.
Yes.
He does have a great voiceover voice.
He does. He has a very distinct speaking voice. It's very soothing, very, very. And I'm just like, I want Morgan Freeman to narrate my life.
Yes. I got very upset when Waze got rid of his voice on their app. Waze is a, in case you don't know, it's like a GPS app that mm-hmm. you know, you can like basically tell people if there's like an accident somewhere or whatever, and you could do different voices for your directions, and at one point he was one of the voices, so I had him on for the longest time, and then they took him off. I was very upset. Then I switched over and it annoyed everybody, so I wound up turning it off, but to boy band. They sang my directions to me.
Oh yeah. Oh, and speaking of voices, Tom Hiddleston.
You know,
he's another one where he's another one where I could just listen to him like talking hours.
I find accents extremely sexy. You know, so like you have a British accent, an Irish or Scottish brogue, Australian, you know, whatever country you come from, you have an accent and I am going to swoon.
I'm telling you right now, it really is like that baritone, slightly bass voice that gets to me.
Very Shakespearean, like.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I mean, could you imagine like a guy with like that kind of a voice, like, you know, just speaking nothings at you?
Just whispering in your ear as you're just like, okay. Oh, goodness.
Yes. Yes, you can keep talking to me while we snuggle on the couch.
Yeah.
Another one that was gone too soon that had a wonderful voice that I could have listened to for hours. Heath Ledger.
Yes, he had another very deep.
Exactly.
You know.
But his voice was very distinctive as well.
Yes.
Like, you didn't even have to be looking at the screen or anything, and the minute he came on and started speaking, you knew it was him.
Mm-hmm.
He just has one of those voices.
Right, and of course he also did have a face to match it.
Oh, he did.
Very beautiful smile.
The man was just hot, and he was gorgeous, and he was talented, and he was gone way too soon.
100%. But I am so happy that, like, I got to see him while, you know, like, and appreciate him while he was alive and like working.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another Definitely. One who wasn't, I don't know. Hard to tell how he really would have aged if he wasn't sick. Patrick Swayze. You know, was a very good looking man, you know, in his prime of work. And I was telling Liz, Mary, I don't know if you were on when I mentioned this, but along with being an attractive man, he pulled off being a drag queen in Tu Wong Fu. Very, very well.
Yes.
And he had the most amazing legs I've ever seen.
I wonder who you're talking about, because that's all I heard was leg. He had a great set of legs, and that was the last I heard. I was like,
I was talking about Patrick Swayze, Tu Wong Fu, which is a phenomenal movie. And if you have not seen it, it's Tu Wong Fu, Thank You for Everything, Julie Newmar, and it's Patrick Swayze, Wesley Snipes, and John.
Leguizamo.
Thank you, Leguizamo, as drag queens.
Yeah. Here's one who's just gorgeous, and I love his voice, and he's just a wonderful human being. Keanu Reeves.
Yes. I fell for Keanu speed.
Oh, I fell for him before that. I think Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah. Oh, well, I watched that after Speed, so I was already kind of like, you know, right. I can remember when I was younger watching Speed, and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he was awesome in Bill and Ted, too.
I'm trying to remember which one did I see first. Was it Dracula or if it was Speed? One of them I watched before the other one. I mean, I had seen Bill and Ted, but like I didn't think too much of him at the time. just because, like, you know, he was like the surfer dude thing, but definitely in Speed and definitely in Dracula, I started liking him a lot more. So,
you know how,
cause I mean,
sorry, go ahead.
No, cause like, I mean, like, you know, with Bill, cause like in Bill and Ted, he's like, you know, the goofy surfer dude. So, you know, I didn't think too much of him back then, but then I saw those two movies. I'm like, huh, I can take you a little bit more seriously, I guess you could say. Because, I mean, you know, in a comedy, you don't think too much of, like, what they look like or whatever. Because, you know, you're focusing on the funny part. Or at least I did, so. Oh, but you know what? Since I mentioned Dracula, one of his co-stars in it, Cary Elwes.
Yes. When he was younger. As he's gotten older, he also has... You know, but Princess Bride.
He's gone past his prime. Just.
Yeah. But Princess Bride.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah.
I'll take that one.
And even Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Yeah.
I freaking loved him. Like, you know, he's not obviously like the best looking guy, but again, he just seemed, and I don't know if he was like this in real life, he seemed like it, but like, his characters were just so fun and whatever. Like, you couldn't help but be attracted to him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hey,
he could speak very softly, too. You know, sometimes he would almost, like, whisper. Like, especially in, like, Princess Bride, like, the way he would, like, talk very, very softly. And I'm like, okay.
As you wish.
Yeah, exactly. As you wish.
I mean, hey, listeners, we're not just about the prettiness. Here, I mean, you already heard us talk about like guys' voices, mm-hmm. So it's like, God. You know, a lot of things. Yeah, we're just talking about like guys in general that we like and think are attractive for a variety of reasons.
Do they
all apply?
Yeah, seriously. Do you guys remember your very first celebrity crush?
It was one of two. It was one of two.
Yeah, I had two kind of running at the same time. One over like. You know, kind of over, you know, was more prominent than the other, but only because I met him. Mine was Derek Jeter. I'm a Yankee fan, so, you know.
Okay.
I met him, and he was Rookie of the Year.
Oh, wow, okay.
And I still have his autograph.
Ooh.
And he was gorgeous, beautiful eyes. Not blue, but they're like green. So, you know, they're beautiful. And he's very, very tall. A lot taller than he appeared on TV. But very, very tall. And had a nice butt and all that. And then the other one, which is around the same time, was Leo. Leonardo DiCaprio. Now, not so much on the Leo. I still have love for Derek, though. I still have much love for Derek.
Yeah, I have to agree with Leo. I mean, like, listen... Great actor. Okay,
back when he first started, yes. I will give you that 1,000%.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's just he's gotten a little too skivvy for me.
Yeah. I mean, the talent is 100% still there. It's just that.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's definitely a fantastic actor, and I would be more than happy to see the movies that he's in.
Exactly.
But his personal choices, and again, they're his, so you know, whatever, but I look at you side-eye now, sir.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
25 is too old. 25 is too old for you. It's a problem.
Uh-huh.
Just saying.
Yeah. I wouldn't really call it a crush per se. It's more like back to when I was a kid, like really when I was a kid, and I started watching movies that weren't like cartoons. It's more, I would describe these two actors as more like actors that really gave me the impression of what a guy, like what an ideal guy should be, you know what I mean? Like if you get what I mean, like that. Like those guys that you come across where like they they leave such a strong impression on you. They almost like it almost gets imprinted on your mind. This is what a guy is, if you get what I mean. They would be Yul Brynner and Charlton Heston, because I had seen the Ten Commandments. And it's not that they were celebrity crushes for me, but like they left such a strong impression of what like a guy was, like
Ben-Hur.
Yes, and Ben-Hur movies like that. That like that just left an impression on me. So like I said, I wouldn't call it a celebrity crush, but you know, strong impression, strong first impression.
Yeah, mine probably. I mean, and granted, the show was off when I actually watched it because I wasn't quite old enough for the show when it was first out. But for me, and this is going back a little ways for me, I was probably 6-7 years old when I watched the show, so I was young, and the two, and it was two actors in it, and there's been others since then, but the two actors that I remember the most, well, technically three, but John Schneider, Tom Wopat from the Dukes of Hazzard. So Luke O'Duke. And then of course Catherine Bach is Daisy Duke, because I mean I'm a heterosexual female. However, in her prime, when she was Daisy Duke, if I had been old enough, that my arrow might have bent just a little bit.
Yeah.
She's an honorable mention in this episode.
Yes, that is my honorable mention, because that woman in her prime was mwah. She was gorgeous.
Oh, you know what? Now that I thought about this a little more, there is somebody I can think of that probably would fit as my first celebrity crush.
I know, me too. I actually just thought of that too. But go ahead, you go first, and then I'll tell you mine.
I'm trying to remember. I think maybe I was like 8. I was probably around 8 thereabouts. Jordan Knight, New Kids on the Block.
He was everyone's favorite. Well, no. He was a fan favorite, but it was oh my god, McIntyre was the
Joey.
Thank you. I'm like, what is his first name? Yeah, Joey was the favorite because he was the young one. He was the baby.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
No, Jordan me.
Jordan is very, very good looking.
Yeah, mine. I think y'all can guess who mine probably was.
Say it.
Just say it.
Donnie. It had to be Donnie.
Yeah.
Come on.
I was gonna say it, but I was like, what if I'm wrong?
No. Donnie.
My sister was the New Kids on the Block fan. I was the NSYNC fan. Oh, and with NSYNC it was Lance Bass, which you know, obviously barking up the wrong tree. And JC. I love JC. But thinking back,
Joey
again mine has a really good personality, so I get that. I do get that.
Mine from the beginning, it was, to be honest with you, it was actually a toss-up between Joey and Chris for a while, for me. Don't ask me why, because now that I think back at it, I'm like, what the fuck did I ever see in Chris? But it was always been Joey.
But I think now the reason why I didn't think about this before was because I don't think I even realized that I truly had like a quote unquote celebrity crush on this guy until I got older, because obviously like I was young, but unfortunately like he just passed like 2 months ago, and that's Jason David Frank, who played Tommy in Power Rangers. I would have to say would be definitely my first celebrity crush, because I loved Power Rangers. I was such a Power Rangers fan. Every day, 4:30, I was watching Power Rangers. And I loved...
We all did.
Like, how could you not love Tommy? He was the leader of the group, you know, and doing all that crazy, you know, fighting and stuff. Like, how could you not? With the ponytail. And, like, he was bad at one point, and then they made him, like... Yeah. So, and unfortunately, he just passed in November from suicide. So, yeah, I would have, yeah. I guess he would be my number one because I liked him when I was younger. But Derek Jeter, I think, became my number one for a very long time. Pretty much throughout his whole career.
I'll tell you a couple other ones that were slightly later in life, slightly later, like very early 90s. For me was Roy Schneider.
Interesting.
Yeah. And okay. Yeah. And Jonathan Brandis.
Oh yeah, Jonathan yes. Brandis.
From Sequest.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Roy Schneider was in the first two seasons of Sequest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked him in Ladybugs.
Yes. Yeah. He was so freaking adorable in Ladybugs.
Oh god.
Yeah. And what shame
was that other?
It was a real shame about him though.
I know.
It was a very big shame about him. He was probably the first celebrity, like I said, crush that I knew of that committed suicide.
Yeah.
That I realized, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, I totally forgot he was on Saved by the Bell, the college years, which also brings me to, I loved, oh my God, see, this is Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Mark Paul Gosselaar.
I mean, yeah, Gosselaar. I don't know why I said Gosselaar. Gosselaar. Because I mean, come on, Zach Morris again, the bad boy, like,
yeah, but yeah, you know who I actually resonated more with?
Who?
Screech.
I knew you were gonna say that.
I loved Screech, I loved him. Oh my god, Dustin Diamond, I loved him in that. He was like, it's like. Because I was Screech in a way.
Yeah. I did see in the new series that they honored him. Must have been like not mm-hmm. long after he died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, I mean, listen, there's tons of male celebrities that are extremely good looking. You know, the Hemsworths brothers.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, we could go on and on and on and on and on about this.
You know, I'll mention, you know, Chris Evans, very good looking man. Zac Efron, I had a huge crush on for a while. Now with the whole thing with his face, but like when he was like a few years ago, he was pretty damn good looking.
Yeah.
You know, like when he did,
like why did you do
that? Yeah, I don't.
It's like, why did you do that? Why did you do that?
I mean,
that?
He says it was from when he broke his jaw, but like, I don't know. Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And I think it's Ryan Reynolds is because he can make you laugh.
Yes. Personality that is definitely helps.
That's definitely like at least half of it.
Yeah.
Minimum.
Chris Pine. Fair minimum. Yeah. Chris Pine when he was younger, I don't think he's aging that well.
Yeah.
When he was in The Princess Diaries
yes.
2.
Yes.
That was like peak Chris Pine.
Yes. Oh, I love it.
And he started going downhill after Star Trek.
Yes. I mean, yeah. Maybe it's just the way he's doing his hair these days. I don't know. But like.
I don't know. It's just he's not aging well.
No.
A couple of other ones that I found for me. Jonathan Rhys-Meyers. I don't know what it is about him. I think it was the way he carried himself in some shows, in some movies that I watch. Bend It Like Beckham comes to mind.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No, listen, he is a very good looking, and he did play Henry the Eighth. Which
yeah.
also Eric Bana in Other Boleyn Girl was a very hot Henry the Eighth. <Yes. laughs> And Troy.
Oh.
He was very good in Troy too.
Yeah.
Yes. Just like yum. Another one that people may think I'm crazy for, but you've got to remember, I'm thinking not so much now as I was thinking back to the Boondock Saints.
Ooh.
I was Norman Reedus for me. Original Boondock Saints. Not even so much the second one, but the original one,
mm-hmm.
the first one. In that one, oh my God. I mean, to me personally now, I think he's really still really good looking, but that's just me.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody has their preferences.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's whatever floats your boat.
Oh, you know, since you brought up like some British actors, British/Irish actors back this way again, There is an actor who may not be like extremely name recognizable, but I've thought he was attractive ever since I saw him in this period drama back in like 2004-2005. Richard Armitage. First time I saw him was in BBC's production of North and South, and wow. He totally got to me. Totally got to me.
I can like, see it.
Okay, I can see it. I can see it.
Yeah, I mean, especially when he had that broodiness going on with that character, with that like Mr. Darcy vibes happening. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I can't stop staring at him.
Now, if we're going to talk about Mr. Darcy, we have to talk about the Mr. Darcy that I personally am in love with and I will be in love with till the day I die.
I need to know which one you're going to say.
Colin Firth is my Mr. Darcy. Now, don't get me wrong. Matthew McFadden was fantastic, but he had nothing on Colin Firth.
Colin Firth coming in with the wet shirt and.
Yes.
Yeah. But I did enjoy Matthew McFadden also.
Don't get me wrong. I did too.
I liked his broodiness. Like, but I mean, yes, Colin Firth, just that one scene with him in the wet shirt. Just.
Yeah.
Jamie Dornan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I liked him, honestly, the first time. Not as Christian Grey. In Once Upon a Time, when he played the sheriff.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Okay,
yeah, I'll give you that one. I'll give you that one.
I totally understood why.
And hey, that was how I quote unquote met Sebastian Stan.
Yes,
that show.
Me too.
See, that is not the first movie I ever saw Sebastian Stan in, or the first show. My.
You saw him at the very beginning.
The movie, the movie the poor man would love to deny that he ever made, The Covenant.
He has such a following for that movie, though. He really does. Like, there's so many people that love that movie.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I recently rewatched it, and it's about the cheesiest damn thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I think it's mostly the line when he said he's going to make me his weotch. I'm like, what?
Oh, man.
This isn't, listen, Sebastian, it is not your fault.
I would love
it. It's whoever wrote this damn script's fault.
Listen, seriously.
Someone in the media or whoever that does interviews with him on like a regular basis that you have a good rapport. We need to do, instead of like, I mean, granted, I would love to see him do like a puppy interview or whatever, but like BuzzFeed, like, can we do an interview where he has to watch The Covenant and we can just see his reactions? Because you know it's going to be a lot of blushing, face covering, like rubbing his eyes, like, oh my God, like, you know.
Like, why did I do
that? The cartilage on his nose, like, oh God, what am I doing?
I would love to see all of the original actors.
Yes. Which are all his friends,
all five of them. All five of them.
They can MSTK it, 2K it.
Yeah, I just want to see all five of them like sit down and have to actually watch it today.
Yeah.
Like, and just be like, what in the hell were we all thinking?
Oh God. Speaking of that, though,
they have to remind.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and they should remind themselves that, like, again, it's not their fault.
Right.
Whoever wrote the damn script's fault.
They were young. Like, that's the good thing. It's like they did that when they were young, and like nobody's.
Yeah.
So like, it really isn't.
Yeah.
You know, but you have like Chase Crawford. I'm going to add him into our list here because he's another good looking right. man. He was in that movie yeah. and obviously Gossip Girl.
Yeah, and The Boys.
And The Boys. Yes. He's the deep and The Boys.
Oh, and we completely forgot. Did anybody even mention Carl Urban?
No. No,
eventually we would get back to that, but you know,
but
we never got back to that.
We can add him in there too.
Let's add Carl Urban in there because first time I ever saw him was in an episode of Xena Warrior Princess.
Yeah, yeah, oh, man. Same here.
I probably saw it too, but I remember what I was going to say
Blast
before.
Past that one.
I remember what I was going to say before. Don't you love it when you find someone like in like a show or a movie or whatever? And it's like you see him, but you don't really think anything of it. And then, like, down the line, you're like, wow, this guy's, like, you know, really whatever, good looking or a great actor, whatever, you know, makes you, mm-hmm. you know. And then all of a sudden you look back and you're like, that was him?
Yeah, God. I was like that with Seth. I was like that with Sebastian. I was like that with Benedict Cumberbatch. Yes. Because I had seen, let me tell you, I saw him way before he did Sherlock. I saw him, what year was it, like 2006 or 4 or something like that. He was in To the Ends of the Earth, and I saw that on PBS Masterpiece Theater. And I thought, he's not the handsomest guy. He's not the prettiest guy, but I thought he was great in the role. He definitely had that screen charisma presence that made you watch him, you know, even back even in that production when he was probably still he was definitely unknown on this side of the Atlantic. He may have been building up more in the UK. I don't know. Maybe some of you who happen to be British listeners would remember better, but back then he was like kind of a nobody more or less on our side of the pond. So
he's actually from New Zealand.
I was like,
well, no, sorry.
But
I lied.
Yeah.
We're talking about Benedict. Don't listen to me.
Yeah.
Scratch that.
Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, I have seen him in that and I was like, huh. He's a really good actor. And then, like, I didn't think about him again until, like, years later, he pops up again.
It's like a pleasant surprise when that happens.
I think the first thing I ever really saw Benedict Cumberbatch in was War Horse.
I hadn't seen War Horse
yet. From 2011.
Yeah.
Because Tom Hiddleston was also in it.
It was a good movie.
Actually, yes. Tom Hiddleston is another actor that was like that for me too. I had seen him in Return to Cranford, another PBS / BBC production. One of those. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. So
yeah.
Yeah, because the first time I saw Tom Hiddleston was obviously as Loki in Thor. But then he was in War Horse, and I ended up buying the DVD War Horse because I just that's what I usually do. I just buy movies instead of watching them, going to the theater to see them.
Right.
I buy movies.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause like I had seen Cranford before he was ever cast as Loki. I don't even know if he did that series with Branna yet. I don't think, or maybe he did it around the same time as Cranford. I can't remember his filmography off the top of my head, but.
No, I don't remember.
Yeah. Yeah. But that I had seen, like, it was at least a year before they announced the casting for the Thor movie. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go, listeners. Sometimes you need to watch some of those, like, BBC productions. You may accidentally discover a future star.
Going back to Carl Urban, honestly, my very first movie that I saw him in was Lord of the Rings. And along with that, obviously with Lord of the Rings, there's a lot of other, there's Orlando Bloom who, I mean, Legolas, hello. And then Viggo Mortensen, you want to talk about a good looking man.
I mean, we could just sit here and talk about 90% of the cast from Lord of the Rings.
It's very true. You would be correct.
Because that's another one of now that's probably one of another one of my really early celebrity crushes was probably Elijah Wood.
Yes. I was just about to say that. Was that I had a very big crush on Elijah Wood back then. Yep.
Yes. Yes, back in the day. I became a Dominic Monaghan fan because of that movie.
Oh,
because of the Lord of the Rings. Mm. I like Dominic.
Yeah, no, he's just like
Mary. Marry a dog.
Oh God.
And then of course I mean, obviously I was oh my gosh. Billy Boyd, that's another one for me. I love Billy Boyd.
Yes. And Sean Astin, let's just get all the hobbits in there. You know?
I mean, of course. Of course.
Yeah. Oh God. But yeah.
But what's really funny is that because as you guys know, I'm a huge gamer. I game. And one of the games I play is called The Elder Scrolls Online. And their newest chapter that came out last year, because they have a chapter come out every year. It's like their new their DLC. They call it a chapter. Well, the chapter came out last year, last June. And one of the voices for one of the characters in that chapter is Billy Boyd.
Huh. Okay.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, and I have to continue. There's a game within a game that you have to play, and I've been playing it. I'm just not very good at it. But once I finally max out everything on it, I will get his character as what they call a house guest, which means I could put him in one of my homes in game, and he will be in my home, and I will always have a little piece of Billy Boyd in my home. Because I can talk to him and it's always going to be Billy Boyd's voice. I'm like, I love it.
By the way, speaking of games, we of course can't ignore a certain Mr. Cavill, because let's be honest here, let's just get out there. I mean,
he is a good looking man.
He is. I mean, you know, he may not be my personal favorite actor or anything, but we have to acknowledge that. We can agree with
absolutely
that one.
I mean, think of superheroes in general. Like, I just came across Hugh Jackman. I mean, I was obsessed with him during the early X-Men days.
Yes.
You know, like, just, and then, again, you talked about Hemsworth. Robert Downey Jr., very good-looking man.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of mentioned him before in a joking manner, but Chris Evans, obviously, a good-looking man. Jeremy Renner. He's a good looking man, you know.
Yeah. I mean, he's never going to be most people's cup of tea. I personally think he's a very, very good looking man.
He's more like the rugged type versus the pretty type.
Jeremy Renner, if I had to pick the type of man that I'm looking that I would look for to spend the rest of my life with, he would look very similar to Jeremy Renner. Because I like that. I kind of like, but I would add a few more extra pounds. Like, I would give you more of a dad bod instead of the more athletic chiseled that he has because of his acting career. You know, I like guys with dad bods personally in real life.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe put a little bit of a beard on him. But other than that, he would look like Jeremy Renner. You know, just maybe a few more pounds, a little bit more facial hair.
Jason Momoa.
Super tall. Yes.
I could just sit and stare at him all day long.
He's like so ridiculously tall. I got to meet him at New York Comic Con a while back.
That's awesome.
As well.
But I really love Jason when he was on Baywatch.
I bet you he probably wants to forget all about that.
I mean, you think about it.
Probably.
Obviously Baywatch catered more toward men watching with all the women in the bathing suits or whatever. Yeah. He was, you know, he had David Hasselhoff. You know, like, I mean, obviously there were some other guys there, but like David Hasselhoff is not what I would consider a hunky dude. You know, he's not bad looking, but like Jason?
No, but do you know in when I was little, when I was younger, I had a slight crush on David Hasselhoff, and I am not ashamed to admit it at this point.
Listen, I get the appeal, but I'm just talking about, like, you know, you think about all the women that were on Baywatch, like,
Yeah.
And all women really had was, like, David Hasselhoff and maybe one or two other guys. And then as, like, they kept going, they started adding more good-looking guys. Like, listen, women, we need to see some stuff, too, you know? Jason just happened to be a piece of candy that was thrown on the dish. There you go.
Well, since we're like gearing back towards fantasy, I mentioned this. I mentioned this in the free talk, but I have the hugest crush on Ben Barnes. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
It just crush. Yeah, I mean, my crush on him just exploded so much because of. I got to actually talk to him. That's the funny thing, is that I always thought he was very attractive because, like, I'd first seen him in the Narnia movies and whatnot.
That's where I've seen him. I could not for the life of me figure out where I'd seen him before.
Right. He
before Shadow and Bones.
Right. He did Narnia. He was also in
Prince Caspian. Yes,
right. He was Prince Caspian. He was in. He was in Westworld, and he was also in the Punisher series.
God, I've been literally racking my brain trying to figure out where the hell I've seen him before.
He was also in Stardust. He played Charlie Cox's dad, which is kind of funny, like the young version.
I don't remember that movie.
Which incidentally had, like I was just saying, it had Charlie Cox and it also had a young Henry Cavill in it. But yeah, but anyway, so that's just me being strange, is that like my crush on him just grew so much just because of the fact that like I actually got to meet him at the con and I actually talked to him. It just made it more, it's like the actual interaction with them just made the crush even bigger.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh my gosh, I actually got to get more of a glimpse at your personality and I like what I saw. So it just made it worse, grow bigger.
Well, if we're going back to fantasy world, then we have to go back to Mark Hamill, young Mark Hamill.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
And young Harrison Ford.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Adding into this, though not old, but Gerard Butler. 300.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I liked him before 300. Mm-hmm. I actually fell for him in Phantom of the Opera.
Yes. Because
he has an amazing voice. And
I'll tell you somebody that. Brendan Fraser.
Dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had such a crush on him with The Mummy. And even before that.
I'm not even talking about him nowadays. Casino Man. Because, I mean, yes. I'm talking like George of the Jungle. I'm talking about old school Brendan Fraser. Like, I'm just like, my God, dude.
You know, we also forgot Christian Bale.
Yeah.
I mean,
young Christian Bale.
Tom Hardy.
Christian Bale got to me. Christian Bale got to me with Little Women. When he was like in the Winona Ryder one in 94.
I like that.
Tell you one that a lot of people haven't actually seen the movie, but he was really good in it. Ring of Fire.
Fire. Yeah. I've seen that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Because this also has Matthew McConaughey in it.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Now that you mention it. Yeah. He was in it. I haven't seen that in a long time.
I think if we don't start cutting it off, we're going to be here for 5 hours. Let's each do one more.
Probably.
One more and we'll call it a night.
Yeah.
These poor people don't want to hear us cussing anymore. So. I'll start with my last one, Andrew Garfield. And again, I thought he was very, very cute in, oh my God, what's the Facebook movie?
Social Network.
I thought he was very, very cute in Social Network. I got even more intrigued when I heard that he could sing. He did Tick, Tick, Boom. Now I'm like, marry me. You can sing? Marry me. That's, by the way, that's something that on the application. And I know Zed says he can't sing. He can totally sing. So, like, obviously, like, he's in the running still. But Andrew Garfield. But Andrew Garfield has a phenomenal voice for someone that has never sung before. And then he just did a musical movie about Jonathan Larson, who created Rent. And he was fantastic. If you have not watched it, it's on Netflix. It's amazing. I was shocked at how well he could sing. So he got, like, 50 points.
I guess my one last mention is somebody that we managed to overlook when we were talking about the superhero actors earlier, but James Marsden.
Yes.
We forgot Cyclops, damn it.
Wait, can I just tell you when you said it, I started thinking, I've been dreaming of a true love's kiss.
Oh, there's that too.
But yeah, Cyclops, duh. Scott. Can't forget Scott.
Yeah. And he is actually a pretty good singer, too.
Oh my God, he's a phenomenal singer. You know, see, he's up there, too. It's a very long
list. Forgot all about him. We forgot about him earlier, so I had to mention him.
I kept, like, seeing him on that list, and I'm like, oh, I have to mention him. Oh, I have to mention him. And then we would go off, and I'd forget about poor James. We love you, James.
To just pick one final one.
I know, right?
I'm sorry. We have to cut it off.
I know. Okay, mine's a little controversial, but I'm going to have to go with Joaquin Phoenix.
Aw, yeah. I mean, yeah.
And I'm talking like, let's go back to Gladiator.
I was going to say,
we'll just go back to Gladiator.
Gladiator.
Yeah.
Because it was a toss-up between him and Russell Crowe, honestly.
I was going to say Russell Crowe before, too.
Because, I mean, it was a toss-up between the two. Because, I mean, I absolutely love Russell Crowe. Absolutely love the man. As an actor.
Right.
But Joaquin Phoenix is not nearly as problematic in real life as Russell Crowe is. But Joaquin Phoenix is also a phenomenal actor. Yeah. As well. So.
His brother was better looking. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, his brother was much better looking.
R.I.P. River.
Yes. So I think my last one would have to be Joaquin Phoenix.
Okay. Mm. Not that controversial. I was actually kind of nervous about where you were going to go with the controversy, but it actually wasn't bad. All right.
Yeah. So to close out, did you guys agree? Okay, so assuming that you stuck with us with this episode, did you agree with us? Did you disagree with us? Did we forget anybody?
Oh, we definitely forgot just people.
We totally did. I mean, we would have to do a part two where we spend another hour talking about hot guys and whatnot.
We could
but
do a
anyway,
series.
Feel free to send. Yeah, who knows? But anyway, just let us know. Check out our website, threefacedecide.com, where you can find out how to send us a message, contact us, let us know what you think of this episode, other episodes, suggestions for future episodes, and, you know, feel free to complain about, like, who the hell did we miss? Thanks for listening, everyone. Catch us next time.
And see what we're going to talk about.
Because the three fates decide.
Are you ready to wow your friends with trivia tidbits about your favorite books and authors? Join me, Jess.
And me, Rachel.
On our new book trivia podcast.
Each episode, we kick off with some fun book trivia, then dive into our featured read with plenty of juicy behind-the-scenes insights.
If you love books, authors, and a side of silliness, then why not give us a listen?
Find us at booktriviapodcast.com or on Reddit, Instagram, and Substack, where we are Book Trivia Podcast.